We should just move to Italy so we could go to the museums all day instead of having to deal with people calling us immigrant criminals all the time. Usually, when the doorbell rang, it was a reporter wanting a statement or a neighbor with the newspaper wrapped in a paper bag. Our maid didn't answer the door anymore either because Papi said, "The last thing we need is people coming down on us for hiring illegals." So I answered it. And Lucio was standing there, looking bored on our front steps. I saw him once or twice on the block, knew he moved in and that he made some people nervous. He looked at me like we knew each other for a while already and said, "Why don't you come for a walk with me by the river?" "Do you even know my name?" I asked him, which I guess was a dumb thing to say, but you know how it is when you get caught off guard. He gave me that look like I was a silly kid and he was just going to endure me. He didn't say anything, just stood there and waited. I shouted to my mom upstairs that I'd be back later. And she didn't respond, so I walked out the door. It wasn't until I